Carrie Fisher and the original Star Wars movie took the galaxy by storm 38 years ago, and now she is back as General Leia in the most eagerly anticipated movie of the year, Star Wars The Force Awakens. And I recently got the chance to sit down with her for what ended up being one of the most entertaining interviews ever. Sit back and enjoy. Carrie, thank you for being with us.
Look, I wouldn't be anywhere else at this hour except on TV.
Well, I appreciate that. And you brought along a friend.
I did, because his tongue matches the sweater.
It's a good look.
So, yeah, he was.
This is Gary.
This is Gary, and he's very, very famous on Twitter.
He likes looking at himself.
He really likes looking at himself. Well, wouldn't you if you looked like that?
Yeah. He wears that tongue well. I want to talk a little bit about this movie. Comes out in just a couple of days. It's shrouded in secrecy. We've never interviewed so many stars, and we're not even allowed to see the movie. So I haven't seen it, but you have.
It's really good. And I think in my mouth, so I don't lie.
But it's everything it's promised to be and more.
Gary, you saw it. Gary did see it.
Gary, what did you think?
He panted all the way through it. I think it was too loud.
Oh, a little too loud.
It was his first real screening. So he looked like that still. The tongue wasn't out of his mouth before he saw the movie.
And that happened after watching the movie.
It'll happen to everyone.
Wow. Okay. Good to
know.
Worth
it, though. That's how good it is. You won't care that your tongue is out of your mouth like that.
Good to know. Now, I understand that George Lucas personally asked you to come back. Did it take some convincing?
No. I'm a female in Hollywood over the age of, let's say, 40, and then we could also say 50. So we could say it, but not with real conviction. Or excitement. You don't have to ask you if you want to work at that age. You'll see someday. You'll be excited.
I'm over the age of 40. I hear you. Now,
that's
now you. What was your reaction?
I looked like that. No, I. You know, you're going to do it. I've been Princess Leia for 40 years. So what? I'm going to stop now when it's really ridiculous to be someone named Princess Leia or General.
Yeah, you're
Leia.
General Leia now.
Ridiculous. I mean, ridiculous in a really good way.
Yeah, in a great way. I mean, tell me about how did you prepare to bring back this role? Did you prepare? You're scoffing at
me. I got in character, and I've never gotten out again. And really, I've tried everything.
You're always going to look like Princess Leia.
Well, that would be really weird. And then when people say to you this, I get, Princess Leia, like I'm supposed to go, yes.
What do you do when people say that?
I think in my mind, yes. No, I try not to respond as an adult.
You actually physically transformed for this role.
Yes, I did. I did lose weight. And I think it's a stupid conversation.
Okay,
not
we'll move
with
on.
You.
We'll move on.
Not
we'll
with you. On. I mean, it's good with you, but normally I wouldn't talk about it with someone else. But you're so thin, let's talk about it. How do you keep that going on? Do you exercise every
day? I do.
Day?
I work out
and
every
isn't
day.
It boring?
Yes.
But you love it.
I try to put some music on to,
what
you know, to motivate
music makes
me.
This worthwhile? No, I want to hear what the song is. Maybe I can go for it, too.
Princess Leia, obviously, was
yes.
such a strong...
Oh, yeah. Oh, I thought
I get it.
Were...
I get
okay.
it. No, she was a strong female character back in the day. Did you realize the
That's
role you were taking on at the time?
I didn't know I was paving, but I'm glad to hear it now. I thought I was doing other stuff.
So we did a little digging. We found a Star Wars clip of you, your audition, actually, opposite
it's
Harrison
so
Ford.
Sweet.
Can we look at it? Can we
Please.
Watch it? Okay, let's take a look.
When R2 has been safely delivered to my forces, you get your award. You have my guarantee.
You said you don't like watching yourself, but you gotta,
no, that's
you gotta
okay.
love watching
I'm
that.
19. Why wouldn't I like that? You like it less as you roll along. I can't say that to you, but people that are normal, that have other genes other than, they don't like it as much. Not that you have an advantage with a DNA jackpot or anything, because I'm sure this is all like, what, a victory of plastic surgery? No, your parents made it well. Please congratulate them.
I will pass that along to
Thank
them.
You.
You want to say anything to the diehard Star Wars fans
Please
out
go
there?
To this film if you've heard that it's good. You'll really like it. I liked it, and I'm strict.
Gary's falling asleep, by the way.
Gary's bored as hell. Can you imagine? He's just
His
crying.
His eyes are closing. We've actually lulled him to sleep with our conversation.
He has good taste, though.
This is a low moment for me in my interviewing skills.
He likes watching TV.
I've never had someone fall asleep during my interview,
that
Gary.
That you know of.
Thank you. I'm absolutely
He's an animal,
right now.
You know, so he doesn't have as good of manners as it. Never mind.
Carrie, thank you so much.
You look fantastic.
Star Wars, The Force Awakens, opens nationwide on December 18th. I couldn't even finish.
You did not oversell that. That was
really funny.
The whole studio was just in tears. It was so great. She was such a good sport. She's so funny. Carrie also told me her own daughter, Billy Lord, a talented young actress in her own right, has a small role in the film. We don't know what it is yet, so you
of
can
course.
Look for that. And since I didn't get it out completely, Star Wars The Force Awakens opens December 18th.
They should have put Gary in there, too. In the film. He's so funny.
He is a star.
Ewok. Yeah, super fan.